ambition. I excelled in school and dreamed of a career in teaching and helping others. It was not until I was an adult, away from the family and doing graduate work at a prestigious East Coast university, that I had my first real drink of alcohol. I had tasted beer and a little wine before that, and long since decided that fruit juice tasted better. I had never been inside a bar until one evening some fellow students persuaded me to go with them to a local cocktail lounge. I was fascinated. I still remember the hazy, smoky atmosphere, the hushed voices, the tinkle of ice in the glasses. It was pure sophistication. But most of all, I remember that first sensation of the warm whiskey radiating through my body. I drank so much that night that nobody believed I hadn't been drinking all the time, and I didn't get drunk, although there were parts of the evening that I didn't remember the next day. But more important than anything else that night, I belonged. I was at home in the universe. I was comfortable with people. Despite my active church and school life as a child, I had never felt really comfortable. I was actually very nervous and insecure around people, and most of the time forced myself to be outgoing like my parents because I thought it was my duty. But this night, in the bar, was like no other time in my life. Not only was I completely at ease, but I actually loved all the strangers around me, and they loved me in return, I thought, all because of this magic potion alcohol. What a discovery! What a revelation! The following year, I began my career as a teacher. My first job was at a college 50 miles from my hometown. Before the school year ended, I had been asked